This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Bit of a rush in this morning. I got 805 North closed at 52. Apparently, they're reworking the freeway, which is great. I mean, we always like road work, but wasn't expecting that. So just came running in the studio here, and you didn't think I was going to make it, did you?
No.
Y'all know. Last week's show ready to go. You had your doubt. Hey, like, made it just in time. Yeah. Good thing I leave early from my house because I drop down to the Kearney Mesa store, and then usually I come up 805 and stop at the Miramar store real quick, and then I come here. Yeah. Well, to my surprise, I jumped on 805 North, and the traffic was backed up getting on the 52 because they had it shut off there. And yeah, always good. Great stuff. But, you know, just the woes of a driver on Saturday morning, apparently. But give me a call here, anything automotive related, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're happy to talk to you about anything automotive related. Today, we're talking about cooling systems. Temperatures are going to start heating up here in the next few weeks as we head towards... obviously, summer here. Man, time flies. We have passed the 1st of May already. Today is May 2nd. So, welcome to May, everybody. But yeah, we're a third of the way through the year already. It's really hard to believe, isn't it? I find it hard to believe. It's just time flies for sure. No matter what. And it just keeps going. But that's a good thing, I guess. You don't want it to stop. If it stops, it's a problem. So, we'll just keep it going and keep doing what we're doing. But we're going to talk about cooling systems today and several other automotive-related things. So just some good stuff here today. Just a reminder, Auto Talk is brought to you in part by CRC. Yeah, so from the makers of trusted products like Brake Clean and Mass Airflow Sensor Cleaner, CRC delivers another best-in-class solution for vehicle maintenance and repair. The CRC GDI service pack includes everything needed to remove carbon at six critical points in the engine. MAF sensor, throttle body, combustion chamber, intake valve, spark plugs, and fuel injectors. This comprehensive treatment is effective in increasing vehicle miles per gallon, MPG, and restoring horsepower in an easy-to-use kit. Drive to crcindustries.com for more information. So always great stuff there as far as that goes. Yeah, a lot going on this week for sure. And, hopefully you guys too. Just good things as far as that goes. I was just looking, Ford's got a bunch of recalls going on, as far as that goes. 4,900 Broncos that roll away, 1.4 million F-150 pickup trucks for, signal loss to sensor can cause a transmission downshift. We talked about that last week. So good stuff there. If you got one of those, get it in. Get it bad wiper arms on 422,000 Ford trucks. Honda Odyssey faulty airbags lead to 25 injuries. What's that one about? Let's see here. Recall affects about 440,000 minivans from 2018 to 22. Model years with airbags that may unexpectedly deploy. Well, that ain't good. Driving down the road isn't good. Is not. The airbags have already been linked to 25 injuries, though no related deaths had been reported. 2018 to 22 Odysseys. If you have one of those, get it in for that airbag thing. That's a bad thing there as far as that goes. Yeah, lots of different things going on as always. Chrysler's recall, and Chrysler has an airbag problem too. and built-in air current that don't retain enough pressure when deployed. Oh, those are Pacificas and Voyagers. These are side airbags, curtain airbags, I should say. Due to issue with the side airbags, recall some of the minivans spanning from 22 to 26, depending on specific model. Some stuff there. So, yeah, you know, let's see what Toyota's recall. 550 Highlander hybrid SUVs. The seat back in the second row could increase the risk of injury in a crash. Well, I tell you what, to come up with all these things that, yeah, Kia recalls Tellurides following the fatal Hyundai Palisade accident. Kia joined Hyundai in recalling some of its three-row SUVs, with the latter issuing a notice to dealers to pause sales of the 2026 Palisades. And calligraphy orders stop the Palisades following an incident that resulted in the death of a child on March 7th, according to the release to Hyundai, the second, third row power seats may fail to detect occupants when folding or sliding. Hyundai has filed a recall for them. Well, there you go. Keeping you safe. That's what these recalls are about, for sure. Geez, you can go on and on. GM, 44,000 vehicles for transmission issues. Yeah, we'll talk more about that as we go, for sure, without question. 1-888-344-1170, anything automotive related, as I stated. Let's grab Bodie real quick. He's on line one. He wants to chat away. Are you there, Mr. Bodie?
There, Mr. Bryan. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well for this Saturday morning, considering they shut the freeway down. I don't know if you heard me say that. I was a little worried when I got on there. Well, 805 from 52 up to Nobel Drive is shut down. Going north, so there's no traffic on it. They got a block. They're working on it or whatever they're doing. So, but at 52, you have to get off and go a different direction. I thought that, but the problem was the traffic, of course, was backed up because they had everybody into one lane there going north. So, I thought, I'm not going to make the radio show. I'm going to be late. But I actually got in here. So, and Todd was waiting on me. And he's all happy to see me. So, but he did tell me, I didn't think you were going to make it. So, but here I am, always here, right, Bodie?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What do you got going on?
Well, as you were speaking, I remember I was in L.A. at the Ridgeway earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
This was, I don't know, 40 years ago. So my girlfriend says, let's go look at the damage. I said, okay.
The damage.
One of these. Well, what else would you call it? Yeah. If we had two pieces of bread and some meat, it would be a sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there was a lot of damage on that earthquake, that's for sure.
And some of these overhead, you know, big curve bridges came down. And those freeways were closed for, I don't know, almost a year.
Yeah, it took, well, that kind of damage, it takes a long time to redo, huh?
Yeah, and I probably mentioned this in the old days. My brother was delivering furniture, and his driver would say, Joe, he said, how long you been here? My brother looked at him and went, oh, I don't know, a couple of months. He goes, I'm going to teach you the freeway system. So we got our Thomas Brothers map, and from Eagle Rock outside of L.A. all the way to Pasadena and Monrovia, he made him get on and off every exit every time they went somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And he had him make a notebook. And my brother says, why are you doing this? He goes, because if there's ever a problem on the freeway, you get your notebook out and you know what the alternate route is.
Correct.
Automatically.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And most people do not know the alternative streets. You know, the freeway, and that's it.
That is true.
It is what it is.
That is true. So, yeah, no, I knew how to get here. It's just a longer way around. That was the problem. And then, of course, when you start rerouting everybody off a freeway, it gets backed up, you know, because everybody's going different directions. And, so it was interesting. I didn't – the biggest problem is I didn't allot for the time to do that. Had I known, I would have – well, actually, had I known at Kearney Mesa, I'd have jumped back on the 163 up to 15 and just come down Miramar Road. So I'd avoided that whole scenario, but I didn't know. So I got stuck in it. Once you jump on the freeway and you're stuck in it, it's a little difficult to get around.
Yep.
Yep.
It's,
yep.
And people are gawking and on their cell phones.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
It's a wonderful world we live in.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
So you're alive and well. Anything for sale?
I got a Ford, that little Escape. I got a little Ford Escape that I'm getting rid of. But yeah, I think I already talked to you about that car. So
how much was it? $6,000? Is that $6,000?
Nah, I decided to put it at $49.95. So
it's out of my range.
Yeah, it's a good little car though. If anybody's looking for one, because it's all wheel drive, and if you're a person that goes snowboarding or up to the mountains or trekking, it's a cute little SUV. So that's what it would be best for. It's in great shape. We put a good used motor in it, low mileage used motor in it, because that's what was wrong with it.
Yeah.
And she's off and running and ready to go. So it'd be great for like somebody that's late teens, early 20s, that snowboards or does whatever, or likes to go and get off the road. You know, if you need a good car, she's a good running little car. So we got her all serviced up and going. Everything works on her. I had her detailed. She's beautiful. So ready to roll.
I still got the Nissan Electra you sold me.
Uh-huh. The Pathfinder?
The ones. Yeah, no, it's Electra. Nissan, the black one.
Yeah, yep. It's a Pathfinder, isn't it? No, it's a Nissan. No, it's Xterra. Xterra.
Xterra, yeah. It still runs good. And there's a leak somewhere in the motor, so the motor mount on the driver's side is oil soaked. Is that dangerous?
Well, they start to separate. We like to, if there's a leak from the motor, you know what's leaking? Is it engine oil or is it like power steering? Do we know?
It looks dark. I'll put some. I'll get a white cloth on it and figure it out.
Yeah, that motor has. If it's the motor leaking, that motor has a warranty on it, because that was a Jasper remanufactured motor we'd put in that. So if something's leaking on it, we should get it in and get it figured out. If it's power steering, obviously that has nothing to do with the motor itself, so there's no warranty on that. But
right.
Yeah.
Right.
But if it is engine oil, yes, we need to get it looked at for sure.
Okay.
All right.
And then. Yeah, and then let's see what else. You're alive and well, staying healthy?
I made it here, so I guess I'm alive and well. Yeah, I'm healthy still, yeah. I'm doing good, cranking along.
my vocal cords are working.
Yeah, still talking. Some people probably wish I'd shut up, but that's okay. Doing what we do.
If there's any shows, would you have your assistant mention them at the end of the show?
Yep, we'll look them up for sure and talk about them without question. All right.
Okay.
Good talking
to you. Thank you, and keep me plugged in, please.
All right, Todd, leave him online as far as listening, but you can take him off for me. Take care, buddy. All right, folks. So once again, anything automotive related, give me a call. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our first break here, but Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Hot Shot Secret. Why today's gasoline is good still leaves behind deposits that rob power and efficiency. Hot Shot Secret Gasoline Extreme is engineered to deep clean fuel injectors, intake valves, and combustion chambers in just one tank, restoring lost performance while protecting critical engine components. The result? Improved throttle response, increased fuel economy up to 7.9%, and user testing and smoother operation. Hotshot Secret Gasoline Extreme, powered by science, available nationwide. Tractor Supply, Amazon, and HotshotSecret.com. All right, folks, you're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio.
Attention, have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-573-4400. That's 800-573-4400. Again, that's 800-573-4400.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a crazy fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. Stop paying the big guys twice what you need to. Dial pound 250, say my name. That's pound 250, micro, to switch to Pure Talk, where the savings are truly unlimited.
My name is Christine, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission out at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, North County, Inland. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks for well over 30-some years there in Escondido. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for, well, let me tell you, 2014. So, as far as that goes, was it 2014? Yeah, 2014, so 12 years out there in East County, 844 North Johnson Avenue, AAA approved, taking care of folks out there for a long time too. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, AAA approved and smog certified, right there in Central San Diego, taking care of folks for about 9 years there, May of 2017. And then West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STAR certified, coming up on 6 years there, right in the Golden Triangle over here. And then, of course, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, North County Coastal, AAA approved, taking care of folks there this month for 3 years up there. Actually, I think it's 3 years, maybe four. It might be going on four. Yeah, when was it? 3 years. Sorry. Yeah. I got to count backwards sometimes there. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy. That is, we never put money ahead of people. Stop in and have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. You take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis or any other diagnosis needed on your vehicle. Get your car in. The best money spent on any repair, as I tell folks all the time, is the money you spend on a qualified technician at a quality facility to diagnose your vehicle properly. Super important, without question. We'll save you thousands of dollars over a lifetime by getting your vehicle diagnosed properly. So no matter what it is, cooling system, AC, transmission, drivability, check engine light, we're there for all of your vehicle needs. If it's just a minor service or even a major diagnosis or repair, bring it in. By my certified master technicians, we'll get you all taken care of for sure. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home with low-cost rental vehicles at all five locations. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, better known as X, or Instagram by going to westautomotivegroup.com. We send out little tips and tweets and social media posts that are automotive related for sure. You can also check out where the Automan page, where I do all our Automan segments have been posted for years. Matter of fact, I was thinking back to this. I started doing the Automan stuff, I believe it was 2009-ish or 7 or something like, it's been a long time. So actually it was 2006, to be honest with you. It's been a long time. So been doing that stuff. Started originally, it was Fox 6, and then it went to the CW. And then I started doing it for the CW and Fox 5 together, and still doing that strong with Fox 5 and Fox 5 localists we do stuff on. So all great stuff there and all automotive related. And you can check it out from our website, westautomotivegroup.com. You can also click on Auto Talk Radio, where we put these podcasts afterwards on our own page there. But if you want to pick up the podcast on the go, you can always get them from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and tune in. All you got to do is punch in 1170 a.m. weekend, and you'll find us right there, Auto Talk Radio. Just good stuff. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Just doing automotive stuff, always my favorite thing to do. But 1-888-344-1170 this morning. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related. And as we're talking about cooling system this morning, big thing, just want to let folks know Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the new Peak Titanium antifreeze and coolant, featuring an advanced formula that cleans and protects against corrosion. Peak Titanium is compatible with any color or type of antifreeze coolant. Learn more at peakauto.com. Really good stuff. So and antifreeze is super important whenever you're talking about cooling systems, which is what we're talking about today for sure. So let's see here as we get down. But like I said, give us a call, 1-888-344-1170, anything automotive related. Cooling systems can be your best friend when operating efficiently. Cooling system repairs your worst enemy if you don't understand how your cooling system works. Your cooling system performs a critical function on your vehicle. Simply put, it maintains proper engine temperature by circulating coolant through the engine to pick up heat and passing it through a radiator to cool it with air. The coolant passes through a thermostat valve to control flow, and possibly over a temperature sensor, which controls external air cooling fans. You know, if you hear some people talk about removing a thermostat on a car to run cooler, the problem with that is the coolant temp will go down. There's lots of problems with that, actually, in this day. But you can also end up running the engine itself, although it won't be registering, hotter, because the coolant moves through too fast. It's not restricted at all. Therefore, it's not getting heat transfer from the engine itself to the coolant. So the whole idea of the coolant running through an engine is its controlled flow rate, so that it picks up the heat from the engine, transfers it into the coolant, which travels to the radiator, which then removes the heat from it because it blows air across where the coolant's running through, and the heat is extracted from it, and then it goes back into the engine cooler, and it keeps this process going. That's the whole process. That's why we need cooling in the coolant in the car and to stay in the car. It's also why you need your fan system and everything else to work. So, but the number one component to cooling systems is your cooling system's pumping function. It's handled by a water pump, which keeps the coolant mixture moving. Without that, you have a big problem. The main water pump is a gear or belt driven, but it in many cars, a secondary electric water pump is used for improved flow and cooling too. So yeah, like Priuses have a secondary coolant that for the inverter system in that actually pumps coolant through the inverter and back, and it's a little electric coolant pump. So there's two coolant pumps on a Prius and some other vehicles like they're talking. Critical to the pump's operation is the belt that turns it. If you don't have the belt turning it, it's not going to pump. Now, if the pump's not working on the system, you're going to have an overheat for sure, because it's just not going to move the coolant. On most newer cars, this is the engine's timing belt. On older cars, the pump and belt are external and run off the main crankshaft. Well, today we have coolant pumps that are run by timing chains, timing belts, or just a serpentine belt on the front of the vehicle, depending on the setup and design the manufacturers run with. But one way or another, something has to run that pump and make sure that it continues to pump and move the coolant throughout the car. If you don't have it, it's a problem for sure. So critical maintenance of the cooling system. Pumping is limited to scheduled coolant replacement and dry belt maintenance of the system, I should say. And dry belt replacement, tension adjustments, external type, timing belt driven pump should always be replaced at the same time the water pump and tensioner is. You know, I'll tell you something funny about, it's not funny, but that I know, about when you have a timing belt run water pump, if you don't, when you do the timing belt and that tensioner and replace all that stuff, you don't replace the water pump. Usually right afterwards, within a few thousand miles, the water pump starts to leak. And I'll tell you why. You change tension on that pump. The minute you change tension on that pump, when you put a new timing belt and tensioner and all that and do not replace the water pump when you do it, for some reason, it makes the seals go bad on them. So it was just fine with the old timing belt and tensioner, but the minute you change all that and retension everything, it seems like the water pumps leak on those. And I always tell folks, some timing belts, as we all know, are 5 to 9 hours, 10 hours to replace them with all the components. You're right there. You might as well do the water pump, because if not, you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot, because the labor to get back in there is very expensive. So my suggestion is make sure and stay on top of it and replace all the components, which I'm a big advocate of. Every component needed when doing the job, do it right. And there's a lot of different companies, you know, that we're talking about often that as far as components and items that they provide when it comes to, doing things right as far as that. There's all kinds of manufacturers, especially that we work with, even like Dorman stuff. So, if you need things done, you should replace all the components when doing it. Second part of the cooling system is piping. Your cooling system's piping consists of all hoses, any control valves, the heater core, the radiator, expansion tank. Because the materials used in the constant contact coolant, all parts in the system deteriorate from time more than use, which is true. Replacing coolant becomes extremely, hoses tend to break down internally. You can check your hoses by squeezing them. Are they spongy or soft? Do they crunch when you squeeze them? If they do, they're starting to deteriorate inside and come apart. They can look just fine from the outside, but inside they start to fail. If you blow a hose, comes apart, then you lose all your coolant for sure, and the vehicle will overheat without question. So just one of those concerns as far as it goes when dealing with cooling systems. There's a lot of components in the cooling systems, and as we walk through this, we're going to talk a bit about them in different components and what needs to be serviced. But as we talked about, the pump definitely needs to be replaced if it's timing belt or run, or if you go in to replace a timing chain or tensioners and it's got a water pump, just replace it. Save yourself the trouble. Other pumps that are externally run, we often wait for them to have an issue. Either bearing starts to go out or leaks or stuff like that. At that point, then we get them replaced. But if it's run by a timing belt or timing chain and you're working on those systems, always replace it while you're in there. It will save you a lot of trouble as we go along, for sure. No question about it. Do also want to let folks know today's look at maintaining your vehicle's electrical component is brought to you by CRC and their QD electronic cleaner. This is some great stuff. We use the heck out of it at the West Automotive Group. Modern vehicles rely on dozens of electrical components to run safely and efficiently, from sensors and wiring harnesses to battery terminals, connectors, and control modules. Over time, dirt, oil, moisture, road salt, and corrosion can build up, interfering with electrical connections, restricting current flow, and triggering warning lights, performance issues, and system failures. A wiring harness is integral to the central nervous system of your car. Dirty, corroded, or oil-soaked connectors at the end of the wires create high resistance, preventing the full flow of electricity. CRC's QD Quick Dry electronic cleaner removes oil, oxidation, corrosion, dirt, and grime to keep electrical connectors in top shape. It's plastic safe, dries quickly, and leaves no residue. Follow up with CRC dielectric grease to seal and protect the connections. Keeping electrical components clean helps ensure accurate signals, strong connections, and reliable operation. It also prevents premature wear, protects against moisture intrusion, and helps extend the life of critical vehicle systems. Learn more at crcindustries.com. All right, folks, we're going to take our last break here. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio.
Kick up some dirt and mud with Dave Stahl and San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Don't miss San Diego Coalition Radio, noon to 1 p.m. right here on The Answer San Diego.
Hope seems to have evaporated from our lives. Are you living a life of no hope? We invite you to listen to Wildwood Radio with Pastor Chris Fraley every Sunday morning at 7 here on The Answer San Diego. Clear, concise, and practical teaching of the truth of our hope in God and His Word will restore joy and purpose into your life. God's Word never disappoints, and Pastor Chris shares the Word with you every Sunday morning at 7. Don't live another day without hope. Tune in to Pastor Chris Fraley Sundays at 7 a.m. here on The Answer San Diego.
All communication lines are clear.
The Answer San Diego.
Easy to listen to.
It's never been easier to listen to The Answer San Diego anywhere you go. At home, the car, the office, the park, the beach. You get the picture.
I want to hear them and I want to hear them now.
On your radio, we're 96.1 FM in North County and AM 1170 San Diego.
Free and easy.
On your computer, smartphone, or tablet, just go to theanswersandiego.com and click listen live to hear your favorite shows. Going hands-free with a smart speaker? Simple. Tell it to play The Answer San Diego.
In his new movie, The Dragon's Prophecy, Dinesh D'Souza brings the new Middle East into focus.
Could the fate of the world, of humanity itself, be somehow tied to this place?
At long last, we have peace in the Middle East.
Israel and Christians are coming together in a way they have never been before.
But is this the end of Hamas and radical Islam? The Dragon's Prophecy is powerful, prophetic, a must-see movie. Now available on Amazon, YouTube, and iTunes.
Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We don't stock any other automotive-related battery at the West Automotive Group. So if you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Get in. We'll get you an Interstate battery installed in your vehicle. If you need a battery for any other need, please check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. Good stuff. All right, let's go to Teresa on the line. She's got a question. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. All right. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's a nice Saturday morning. For sure.
Yeah, I'm glad for that. No rain. But anyway, my brother is in the hospital, and to the car, I was wondering, how long can it sit idly without it being, do you have to start it up and run the motor? Because I hear different things from different people about that.
As far as just sitting and idling? Is that what you're asking?
Just to make sure the battery doesn't burn out or whatever.
Oh, I see. So it doesn't lose charge. You mean how long can a car sit without you starting it? As far as that is what you're asking. How often should you just start it up?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, not anything related to that.
You know, I tell folks usually once a week is a great idea. Cars these days have a lot of electronics on them, so over time they can run down. If you let a car sit for, you know, 3 or 4 weeks, it is possible, if you get any modules coming alive and stuff during that, that it could run the battery down, where the car won't start when you go to start it. So usually I tell folks it's good to have start a car at least once a week, as far as that goes. It's also good because when a car sits for an extended period of time too, lubrication, as far as on the cylinder walls and all that, the small amount of oil that's left there tends to start to run down and drip into the pan itself, which is fine, except for when you first start it. Now you get kind of a dry start when they sit for quite a while. So once a week's a great time to just start it up. And even if you don't drive it, just let it run for you know, get up to operating temperature and let it run in that a bit. It's better if you do drive it, though. It burns all the moisture out of the exhaust and all that, so you're better off to actually drive it. But if you can't, like his car, you should at least start it once a week.
Yeah. How long should you let it run, though? What do you recommend?
If you're going to just, I'd say take it for a 5 mile drive if you could once a week. Yeah. But if you're not going to do that and just let it sit and run, I'd let it run for 15 or 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, everybody tells me something different, so I was just wondering what you thought. So.
Yeah, everybody has a different idea on that, but it is good to really, if you most cars are best if you drive them once a week, because it's just as detrimental to a car to sit around and not be driven as it is to be driven too much. So as far as that goes, but yeah, they're made to get out and do that with. All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. We wish your brother a speedy recovery. I hope everything's, don't like to hear about folks having to be in the hospital. So hopefully he gets out soon and he can be back to driving his car.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You got it. Have a wonderful Saturday. Thanks so much for the call.
Thank you.
Take care.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye. Good questions, though. Great questions as far as that goes. Always. Our listeners always come up with the best questions for sure. So Auto Talks Radio is brought to you in part by K-Seal, the global leader in coolant repair. As we're talking about cooling systems, fixing a coolant leak doesn't have to be complicated. K-Seal is a one-step coolant leak repair for everyday leaks. No draining the system and no flushing. No antifreeze worries. Just shake, pour, and go. Learn more at kseal.com. So, good stuff. We're talking about cooling systems. 1-888-344-1170, though. If you have any questions like Bodie or Teresa, I'm happy to answer them for you as we walk through our Saturday morning together talking about automobiles and cooling systems. So really good stuff for sure. Let's see here. Where are we at? We're kind of talking about the piping and that. Your cooling system's piping is important. All hoses should be checked at least twice a year for abrasions, cracks, flexibility, and evidence of leakage. We don't want any leakage of the cooling system, that's for sure. Whenever the coolant is drained for replacement or during engine repairs, any suspect hoses should be placed. All hoses should be replaced at least every... We usually say 5 years, 100,000 miles, 5 to 6 years, 100,000 miles on hoses. Today's hoses are way more specific per vehicle. As far as that goes, and they have different kinds of connectors, and some don't even have hose clamps anymore. They have snap plastic connectors that are built into the end of the hose with an O-ring where it seals on. So there's a lot of different things that can leak on these hoses, but they do deteriorate over time. So, and you'll be able to tell by the feel of them for sure. Keeping a good eye on them is a great thing to do to prevent issues as far as that goes. We don't want a hose failing on us. Usually that's catastrophic and it causes a severe failure of different things. So we want to try to prevent that without question. Radiators, expansion tanks, heater cores, and control valves are normally only replaced due to leakage or plugging. That is true. Keep a good eye on those systems. Coolant changeout, good question. Most folks ask. So these days, almost every vehicle, most vehicles have extended life coolant in them. And there's specific coolants, different O types you don't want to mix. Like Ford has a gold and an orange coolant, and some manufacturers have red coolants. Toyota has a red coolant. Those coolants all have specific things in them. So as far as that goes, you want to make sure and use the right coolant for your vehicle without question. That's where Peak comes in, because they have amazing coolants that cover the manufacturer's design coolant. So just make sure and check and get the right thing that you're putting in your vehicle for sure. When we're dealing with that, as far as that goes, and replacing coolant. But they say extended life will go 100,000 miles. I strongly, with the extended life coolants, we recommend 3 years, 50,000 miles. I'm telling you now. You don't want corrosion in the system. And by doing so, there's a lot of different things in coolant besides just the coolant keeping the car cool. There's anti-corrosive inhibitors in coolant to prevent aluminum breakdown of your aluminum components, rust, items like that, which keeps the cooling system clean. Those do break down inside there. There's a lubricants inside coolant for the water pump bearings and keeping the seals in good working order and all those kind of things. So you definitely want to make sure and change that coolant out. Now, we used to say 2 years, 24,000 miles on a regular green coolant, as far as that goes, the non-extended life, the ethylene glycol. But the newer coolants last longer, they do. So we say 3 years or 50,000 miles. You can go 4 years, 50 if you want. You pick your schedule. But I'm going to tell you this. That coolant does break down. It is not lifetime, like they say. And if you don't replace it, you will cause issues as far as that goes with your vehicle and the cooling system. And we want to keep the cooling system in good working order because it's super important as far as that goes. We'll keep your car on the move and keep it from having issues and breaking down, which we want to avoid 110% without question. So I'll do that. In your cooling system is temperature control. Your cooling system's temperature controls include all coolant temperature sensors, thermostat, radiator, expansion tank, cap, cooling fans, and fan clutch if equipped. Older vehicles have fan clutches, or bigger vehicles, sometimes diesels, V8 vehicles, items like that. A lot have gone to electric fans, but a lot of the bigger ones still have fan clutches or a mechanical fan on the front of the motor. These cooling system parts function primarily independent of the engine, but control the engine either through cooling or by sending control signals to your car's electronic systems. Thermostat is a spring-loaded valve that opens and closes based on temperature of the coolant flowing through it. Once again, a component that is mechanical thermostat, these need to be replaced regularly. When replacing the coolant at 3 years, 50,000 miles, it's a good idea to put a new thermostat in the vehicle. No question about it. It controls the flowing of the temperature through it. A high temperature reading followed by a drop to normal temperature or continuously low temperature is a common first sign of a sticking thermostat. However, many other conditions may cause these symptoms, so you need to know how to eliminate each possibility when dealing with cooling systems as far as that goes. There's just so many different items that can go wrong in a cooling system. So many different components as far as that goes. So it's always good to stay on top of those and service them properly without questions. Let's see what's going on as far as different things coming and going as far as car shows. It looks like Motor Cars of Main Street is going on this week. Bodie wanted to know about these as far as it goes. Coronado Main Street in Orange. Sunday, May 3rd, 6:30 a.m. in one day. That's in one day. I guess it starts early in the morning as far as that goes. Brendan usually looks these up sometimes. Brendan decided to take the day off, and luckily we have Todd today. So we appreciate him joining us as far as that goes. What else do we have? Over the Hill Gang, San Diego announces a 53rd annual streak on May 8th and 9th. Rev your engines for a classic car show like no other. So you can always Google these and check them out for sure.
Later on today, we've got Motors for Minds, the 4th annual firefighter charity car show.
Where's that at?
In Lakeside.
Oh, nice.
It's from 9:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. So you get after the show, head up that way.
Mm-hmm.
Also tomorrow, there's Motors on Main Street from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's Orange Avenue and Coronado. And it looks like next week we got Friday, May 8th, is Over the Hill Gang Streak from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Beach Drive.
Nice. Well, and the good news is about car shows here in San Diego is the weather's usually beautiful. So you can get your nice classic car out and not worry about it getting rained on or anything. So
the only place better is Arizona because you don't have to worry about rust.
Yeah, no sea salt, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about better. That's a desert, and it's extremely hot when it's summertime there.
That's true.
It doesn't get that hot here usually. Usually. You know, here and there we do, but not as much for that. So anyway, hey, thanks for looking those up, man. Those are the car shows for this week. Bodie loves car shows, so he always wants to know about them. It's a really good thing as far as it goes.
I like this one that's
what you got
today, the Poway Cruisers. I like it because they meet at In-N-Out.
Oh, well.
What better place to have your classic
back in the day, you always cruised a hamburger place on, you know, as far as that goes. So, but that's a great, and In-N-Out hamburgers are good, too. Now we're giving them free advertising, huh? But that's all good. What is that? What? You know what? That is a company that has stuck to what they do, right? I mean, they don't, unlike some of the other fast food. First off, their stuff's a lot fresher, but some of the other
never frozen.
That's right.
Sponge dough buns.
Yeah, but they stick to, you know, they do French fries and hamburgers and shakes and drinks. Man, they really stick to what they know, right? And in doing so, people are lined up all the time to get it. But it's good. You are right. It's good. I would say it's probably some of the healthiest fast food. There's no question about it, right?
And it seems like that's the place for every teenager to hang out.
Yeah.
And when anytime you go to In-N-Out, there's like 50 teenagers just hanging out.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it's like old school then. And actually, their restaurants feel kind of like old school, like the old burger joints, you know, back in the
definitely.
Day. They really kind of molded around that, is what I get. So that's why people hang out there. It's a great feel. It's a great feel. So anyway, another music person passed away. I see popped up on the news. David Alan Cole passed away at 86 today. He's an old-time country singer. Been around a long time. So people seem to just be going, huh, here and there. I guess can't stick around forever. What is that they say? One of the things about life is nobody gets out alive. So one of those things. All right, we're going to finish up here talking about cooling systems for sure. I guess I can't say how important it is to maintain your cooling system. In doing so, you prevent, because I'll tell you what, keep your engine and, you know, few important reminders here. Keep your engine and engine compartment clean, as well as your radiator fins and grill as clean as possible. Engine runs much cooler. Overheating engine can cause catastrophic damage quickly and get very expensive. So we want to prevent that if all possible. Replace coolant on or before the intervals we were talking about with the proper type, mixture, volume of coolant. Always allow the cooling system to rid itself of air before installing the radiator cap. Replace all cooling system hoses, upper and lower radiator hoses, bypass heater hoses, manifold coolant hoses, and other hoses on your vehicle whenever you suspect there's a problem or, you know, when you get up around 100,000 miles in that. Especially if you make a lot of trips, you don't want to be stranded. Replace the thermostat with original temperature setting equipment. Oh, here's the thing. Yeah, with the thermostat, super important. For fuel control on today's cars electronically and all that, car will set a check engine light if you don't have the right temperature control on the engine. It knows. So we want to make sure that replacing that thermostat when we do the coolant every 3 years, 50,000 miles on these extended life or 224 on ethylene glycol. Keep them all clean and doing the right thing for sure. So just make sure and stay on top of that. Got a few more tips here. Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you in part by Peak. A clear windshield is an important part of safely operating your vehicle. Peak Silicone Plus wiper blades feature a tri-layer wiping element constructed with a silicone compound to extend life. 2 million problem-free wipes to be exact. Peak Silicone Plus and Silicone Platinum wiper blades last four times longer than the industry standard. And the Easy Snap Universal Connector systems fit most wipe arm styles. Learn more at peakauto.com. Available at amazon.com/PEAK. So that's Peak Wiper Blades. Really great stuff. So as we keep cruising through here, boy, I tell you what, talking about cooling systems just kind of ate up the hour. There's just a couple more tips. Said replace the thermostat, replace the radiator expansion tank cap when the pressure setting an equivalent E. That's another thing that wears out. Pressure caps on these, good to replace them, keep the pressure right. Adjust or replace water pump belts. Replace your water pump with OEM OES pump at first signs of trouble or when replacing other components that relate to it, as I've stated. Replace the fan clutch or blades as applicable if needed. Place temperature sensors as required by diagnosis, and keep your entire vehicle properly maintained because of the effect timing, idle speed, exhaust, and other systems have on your engine's temperature. Your car's cooling system is designed to function with all other systems operating properly, cannot make up for a poorly operating or overheating engine condition, which I said, we say each mile overheating in the red can be $1,000 worth of damage, so don't do it. Don't do it. You'll save yourself the trouble if you don't, for sure, as far as that goes. Boy, what a great. I hope everybody has a wonderful Saturday. It was drizzling a little bit this morning, but that's typical May morning weather. I presume we're going to have another beautiful day as we did yesterday and probably a full beautiful weekend ahead of you. So I hope everybody gets out there and enjoys the weekend here in San Diego and wherever you are. I know temperatures have warmed up across the country for most folks. So, we're well into spring, almost into summer. So things are looking good across the country. I don't think there's any bad weather. The only bad weather we've seen lately is tornadoes. So all you folks in the tornado area, stay safe, obviously. But other than that, should be a beautiful weekend, and everybody get your hoopty out there and take a drive. And make sure you're getting your car serviced properly and keeping her on the road. Super, super important things.
Where does that term hoopty come from?
I don't know. It's old school. We looked these up one time. There's Tin Lizzie. There's hoopty. But it's definitely from a long time ago. There's no question about it. So we'll have to sometime Google that again and talk about it. But there's you know, Brendan, he's kind of funny. There's things he don't like. He don't like Tin Lizzie. So
that's funny.
Yeah, and it's funny. And it's also against the rules. He says it's a dirty word to say Tesla. So he doesn't like talking about them. And Cybertrucks. He dislikes Cybertrucks really heavily. So, things we've learned about Brendan and what he doesn't like.
If I would have known, I would have done a whole segment on Teslas.
There you go. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I sneak it in on him and he goes, "Oh, you said it." So he's not a fan. He's not a fan, but that's okay. It's all good. All right, San Diego and everybody else out there listening, we appreciate you joining us here every Saturday morning on Auto Talk Radio. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. Make sure and tune in next Saturday as we'll be back live. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer 1170 and 96.1 FM.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.